So are you happy with everything that happened here?
I thought it was a great setup. Guys did a great job of handling the situation, and we were able to get really ahead on our game plan install, and we'll keep the same Friday practice routine tomorrow. But just because of the travel and some of the different things, and then having had the experience last year leaving on a Thursday going to London, we felt like just from an above the neck standpoint, that was going to be the best way to go about getting our game plan in, and guys handled it really well. And then tomorrow we'll be able to kind of use as a cleanup day, and everything then will be geared towards peaking on Sunday.
Does your organization give you leeway on that to make that decision?
As far as how we practice, yeah. Things like that? Absolutely.
Leaving and everything?
Well, you know, we always make decisions as an organization, but yeah, you know, I think every decision that we make, Vinny, is geared towards what we feel like is best for our players and best for our team, and that's where we're all on the same page with those kinds of things. And these were decisions that, you know, they take long discussions and figuring out, because there's a lot of different options that you could, you know, utilize in this situation. But I think the players have handled it really well. Having somebody like Reggie Scott and Ted Rath to really be able to lean on, mainly for the players in terms of how they're getting adjusted to the time zone, was the main reason that we felt like this was going to be best. And then them having experience, having gone for a week last year and kind of weighing the pros and cons is ultimately what went into staying here and then leaving on a Thursday.
Sean, is this the Todd Gurley that you envisioned? The way he's performing and stuff, is this kind of what you hoped and envisioned when you took over?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing, Gary, that we've been so impressed with Todd is since day one of even OTAs, even just watching the way he handled himself in the meetings, he's been the epitome of what it looks like. And, you know, to say that you're surprised by his production, I don't think you'd be surprised, but you're happy for him and you're happy for the team because he's playing so well and it's leading to some good results. But these are the things that we all felt he was capable of, and we expect him to continue to play at a high level, and those are the expectations we have for a guy that we think is one of the best backs in this league.
Did you get to meet the kid over there, Griff?
We got a chance to talk to them, and you know what you realize is what a blessing it is to be able to do this for a living and the impact that you can have on guys. And you know, I know Todd got a chance to speak with him, and that's what that's when you kind of look back, and when you're able to step away, sometimes you're so involved in it you can't appreciate what a special, unique opportunity we have to be able to coach in this league, and that people enjoy that and look up to guys like Todd. And I thought it was great for him to be able to have those guys here today.